Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The pace of job creation is accelerating somewhat. The Labor Department says 175,000 new jobs were added in February. That's more than economists had expected, and an improvement over the anemic numbers in December and January. Economist Mark Vittner with Wells Fargo Securities says the severe weather in much of the country this winter has been a factor.
What appears to have happened is that the earlier weakness that we had in December and January set such a low bar for February that it was relatively easy for the what little hiring took place that month to beat that.
The unemployment rate edged up to 6.7% last month as more people entered the workforce to look for jobs. But the number of Americans who've been unemployed for at least 6 months rose by 203,000, up to nearly 4 million people. The Speaker of the Upper House of Russia's Parliament says his country would support any decision by Ukraine's Crimea region to break away and join the Russian Federation. Outside the Crimean Parliament, pro-Russian demonstrators have been sounding off.
Russia! Russia!
A referendum in Crimea on joining the Russian Federation is set for 9 days from now. The U.S. and Ukraine say that vote is a violation of international law. The European Union's parliament is moving toward approval of an aid package for Ukraine. Terry Schultz in Brussels says the assistance totals $15 billion.
Russian troops aren't the only threat to Ukrainian stability. So is bankruptcy. In addition to passing sanctions against individuals, including ousted President Viktor Yanukovych, accused of embezzling state funds, the EU is offering loans and grants available once Kiev agrees on reforms with the International Monetary Fund. The European Parliament is expected to approve the deal, spokesman Marcin Grashevsky calls crucial.
It is very important to mobilize enough money quickly to support Ukrainian economy and to avoid its collapse.
The EU says it's ready to sign the partnership deal rejected by Yanukovych, which provoked the initial unrest there. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he will not recognize Israel as a Jewish state and will not accept only a part of East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Daniel Estrin reports Palestinian negotiators fear those will be key elements of a U.S. peace proposal.
In comments published today by an official Palestinian news agency, the Palestinian leader said he is being pressured to recognize Israel as a Jewish state, but there is, quote, no way he would do so. The Palestinians say such a recognition could undermine Israel's Arab minority. But Israel's leadership says the Palestinians must recognize Israel as a Jewish state to prove they're serious about peace. Secretary of State John Kerry is soon expected to present Israeli and Palestinian leaders with a proposal for what a peace deal could look like. The U.S. is looking to get the two sides to sign on to that framework proposal to continue peace talks beyond the current round of talks, which are set to end next month. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 14 points. This is NPR. Boeing plans to shift about 68,000 non-union employees away from a defined benefit pension plan. Ashley Gross of member station KPLU says the move comes after unionized machinists accept a similar change.
The change affects more than a third of Boeing's workforce. Starting in 2016, the company will make contributions into a 401k-type retirement plan instead of into the pension. Workers will still get pension benefits they've already accrued. Olivia Mitchell of the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania says Boeing faces a big pension obligation that's not fully funded.
This is after kicking in billions of dollars over the last few years, so they've been trying mightily and not yet catching up.
Boeing's pension fund is short $10.5 billion. In January, unionized machinists in the Pacific Northwest narrowly approved a contract with a similar pension freeze to preserve jobs in the region. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Seattle.
Famed singer Patti LaBelle letting loose at the White House last evening for a performance honoring the women of soul. President Obama spoke to those gathered for the event in the East Room.
Patti LaBelle was painfully shy. I cannot believe that, but this is what I've been told. Until she sang a solo in front of the congregation and got a standing ovation. That's when she realized she could do something special.
LaBelle was joined by other performers, including the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. The performance will be broadcast next month on PBS. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fox Broadcasting, presenting Cosmos, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson, premiering Sunday on Fox, National Geographic Channel, and their sister networks.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. We're going to start off this hour by going back to November of 1941 and listening to what was Louis Jordan's first hit. He had first recorded with the Natchez Webb Orchestra back in 29, and this next number was to be the first number that would lead him to get the Apple of claim the appellation of King of the Jukeboxes. Here he is, his first charter, a cover of a Casey Bill Weldon tune called I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town.
Outskirts of town. I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody always hanging around. I'm gonna tell you, baby, we gon' move away from here. I don't want no ice man. I'm gonna get me a Frigidaire when we move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody always hanging around. I'm gonna bring my own groceries, bring them every day. That'll stop that grocery boy and keep him away when we move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody always hanging around. It may seem funny, honey, it may be funny as can be, but if we have any children, I want them all to look like me. That's why I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody always hanging around.
Saw my baby there. I dreamed of heaven. Saw my baby there. She had pearly white teeth and coal black wavy hair. Hoy, hoy, hop. Hoy, hoy, skip. Now jump. Kisses taste like cherry pie. My baby's kisses taste like cherry pie. Gonna love my baby until the day I die.
Hop, Skip, and Jump. That was Roy Milton and his orchestra, recorded in July of 1948. Before hearing Roy Milton, we heard Louis Jordan from November of 1941. Jordan on alto and vocals doing, again, a cover of the Casey Bill Weldon tune, I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town. That number has been recorded by many, many people over the years. Both Louis Jordan and Roy Milton sort of presaged both rock and roll and also rhythm and blues. Unfortunately, some of their careers, like Louis Jordan's, basically sort of went south when rock and roll really caught on. His talent didn't go south, but the popularity of his style of big band music, well, and also medium to small group music, went sort of out of favor, I guess, with a lot of contemporary tastes. We're going to turn, we're going to stick with Jump Blues, though, one more time. We're going to listen to Roomful of Blues from their disc, That's Right. This one came out in 2003. Roomful of Blues here on KRVS with a cover of Lipstick, Powder, and Paint.
Such fun since she been gone. Lipstick, powder and paint. Lipstick, powder and paint. Lipstick, powder and paint. Is you is, or is you ain't? Hound dog scratching these, thinking that she's in love with me. Licks my hand everywhere I go. I wish my baby loved me so. Lipstick. That I brush you off. Lipstick, powder and paint. Lipstick, powder and paint. Lipstick, powder and paint. Is you is, or is you ain't? What kind of love is that you make? Well, the world starts to tremble and the building shake. Love me once again. Let the roof and the walls come tumbling in. Lipstick, powder and paint. Lipstick, powder and paint.
You come and you find me, and you always come and remind me that my gal, she's gone, my baby's gone, my baby's gone. Evening, can't you see I'm deeply in your power? Every minute seems like hours. Oh Lord, Lord, Lord. Since my gal, she
she's gone. My baby's gone. My baby's gone. Shadows falling, well, on the wall. Now that's the time I miss your kiss most of all. Even though I tried, how can I go on? Go on. But if baby, then let me sleep till gray dawn is breaking. I don't care if I don't awaken. She's gone. My baby's gone. My baby's gone. Lord, 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 Lord. Sleep till gray dawn is breaking. I don't care if I don't awaken. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Since my gal, she's gone. My baby's gone. My baby's gone. My baby's gone.
Colin James and Little Big Band from a 1993 release of the same name. Colin James doing a cover of the old Mitchell Parrish classic, Evening. It's been done a bit in blues, or somewhat, I guess. T-Bone Walker recorded a fine version of that many, many years ago. And the Little Big Band referred to on the title of this disc is Room Full of Blues. And, of course, we heard a different iteration of that band. But prior to hearing Colin James's gathering, we heard Room Full of Blues from the disc That's Right, doing Lipstick, Powder, and Paint. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for The Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator, specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
Music now from B.B. King.
Thank you. I don't know what love is, but I think I must have it bad. Yeah, you know I don't know what love is, people. Oh, but I think I must have it bad. Yeah, you know, some people say love is just a gamble. But whatever it is enough to drive old be mad. They say love is just a proposition, fever. It's strictly a game of give and take. They saw you strictly a game of give and take. Well, but my woman took all I gave her. And I'm here to tell you that love proposition stuff's a fake.
As always been at your command. some lonely, lonely nights. Baby, yes, it's you and gone. Lay my head on my pillow, and I cried all night long.
Listen, Lynn.
Yes, Katie.
It's been a long time.
30 long years, baby.
And that night you left me standing in the back door crying.
Well, honey,
you were going out to get yourself some change.
Yes. I had to get a pack of cigarettes to get the change.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
You know you don't smoke.
Yeah, you're right. I don't smoke, but that's the only way I could get some change. And when I got ready to come back home, I got on the wrong train, and I woke up in Chicago.
And had to stay there 30 years. What was wrong with the telephone?
Well, honey, I called, but I didn't get an answer.
Well, I must have had temporary amnesia.
Oh, baby, please. Look, we are back together now.
Now, listen, Lonnie.
Yes.
Do you think I can really, really trust you this time?
Yes, honey, you can trust me with your life.
Wait a minute. It's something about that I don't like.
I mean my life, honey.
And that sounds better.
Okay, baby.
Now we on the one.
Right.
Katie Webster on piano and vocals with special guest Lonnie Brooks on guitar and vocals. This is from Katie Webster's disc No Fooling, their rendition of Those Lonely, Lonely Nights, and they were preceded by B.B. King. We heard B.B. King live here on KRVS doing Gambler's Blues. We're going to turn next to a track from Eric Bibb's disc Natural Life that came out in 2003, an interesting track that is written from the point of view of Booker White. It's a tribute to B.B. King, basically. Booker White was a cousin of B.B. King. Right after World War II, B.B. went to Memphis and stayed with Booker White for a while, and then, before he went back to the Delta. And of course, his recording career started in the late 40s. We're talking B.B. King here. Here, though, again, Eric Bibb from the disc Natural Life. The name of the number is Tell Riley, which, of course, refers to Riley B. King.
Tell Riley, baby, next time he comes to town, if he needs somewhere to lay his body down. Tell Riley, baby, he's welcome to stay. Mark my words, he's gonna be big someday. I'm leaving Memphis. Old Booker's got to go. Mr. Melrose sent a telegram from Chicago. That's the man making records on me. Wants to make some more. Gonna sing my songs till my throat gets sore. So tell Riley, baby, next time he comes to town, if he needs somewhere to lay his pallet down. Tell Riley, baby, Uncle Booker said he could stay. And mark my words, he'll be big king someday.
money and a fancy dress for you and I get back. Show beats working on parchment farm. That's a natural fact. Lester Melrose fixed my parole and I thank him with my heart and soul. I'm so glad to be a free man again. So tell Riley, baby, next time it comes to town, if he needs somewhere to stay, lay his body down. Tell Riley, baby, he's welcome to stay. Mark my words, mark my words, mark my words, he's gonna be big someday.
Raised in Algiers, everywhere I've been, people all say they're and rambling, either running around. Well, I believe I'm married. Ooh, Lord, settle down. I first left home, I stopped in Tennessee. People all begging, come and stay with me, 'cause I ain't nothing in rambling, either running around. Well, I believe I get me a good man, woo, Lord, and settle down. I was walking through the alley, my hand in my coat. Police started to shoot me, thought it was something I stole. You know there ain't nothing in rambling, either running around. Well, I believe I'm married, ooh, Lord, just settle down. I'm gonna stay right here and eat these old charity beans, 'cause there ain't nothing in rambling, either running around. Well, I believe I'm married, ooh, Lord, and settle down. Yes, I believe I'm married, ooh, Lord, settle down.
By Bonnie Raitt on guitar and vocals. Also on guitar, Steve Freund on that track. This from a disc called First Came Memphis Mini, featuring a number of really great women blues artists. Bonnie Raitt, of course, among them. And that was a Bonnie Raitt tune, Ain't Nothing in Rambling. The disc came out back in 2012. Before we heard Bonnie Raitt and Steve Freund, we heard Eric Bibb with his tribute to B.B. King, again, written from the point of view of Booker White. Eric Bibb's Tell Riley. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Memphis Minnie, the first sort of great rural-style woman blues guitarist. First recorded in 1929. Here she is from 1952 with Little Walter on blues harp and her third husband, Ernest Lawlers, on guitar, as was Memphis Minnie. Here they are doing Me and My Chauffeur Blues.
Support for KRVS comes from the Acadiana Center for the Arts and PASA, presenting critically acclaimed Grammy Award winner Roseanne Cash, coming up Sunday, March 9th, at the Hyman Center in Lafayette. For tickets and more information, the website is acadianacenterforthearts.org.
She played guitar just like a man. Imagine that. She could play that thing. She loved dressing like a lady, all them fancy clothes. She wore a silver dollar bracelet, people, every place she'd go. And one day she rolled back into town with a new car and a National Steel guitar. The folks around there had seen nothing like it. Well, now all life was traveling, any place that she could play, because she sure won't be out in the fields working every day. I believe her life was hard, but she loved the blues. Man, that gal could play 'em.
I heard tell. They said she had a temper. Oh, she could stand up for herself. Mm-mm, Lordy, my Lord. The guy was a hellcat. Now listen. Time goes by and in a place far, far away. A girl saw Minnie's picture, picked up a guitar and tried to play. Something's changed, and Lordy, some remain the same. The gal just wants to play. I'm gonna tell you about Minnie, people. Try to understand how it was back in the 40s, back in Minnie's day. So she played guitar like a man. Woo, imagine that. She could play that thing, yeah. Lordy, Lordy, mama, she could play that thing.
Fiona Boys with her tribute to Memphis Minnie, a track called She Could Play That Thing from Boys' disc Blues for Hard Times, recorded in Austin back in 2011. Fiona Boys is quite a guitarist herself, as you could tell from that number. And of course, before we heard Fiona, we did hear Memphis Minnie along with her husband Ernest Lawlers and also Little Walter on blues harp. Memphis Minnie doing Me and My Chauffeur. Next year on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, music from the late Coco Taylor. We're going to go back to her year 2000 disc, Royal Blue. Here is Coco Taylor along with guitarist Keb Moe.
One, two, one, two.
The sweet man from his head down to his toes. I'd rather be bit by a rattlesnake than to let my sweet thing go. I'd rather sleep in the jungle and hang out with the bears. 'Cause without my sweet thing, you know. Get my sugar from one roll, one model, and they made just only one. Every time he kissed me, my eyes turned cherry red. When he put his arms around me, heaven, my
must have sent you from somewhere up above.
Tell Everybody I Know. Keb Mo from his self-titled disc came out on OK Records back in 1994. That was his first disc with national distribution. And before we heard Keb from his self-titled disc, we also heard him with Coco Taylor from Coco's disc Royal Blue. Again, that one came out in 2000. We heard Keb Mo playing guitar and a little bit of vocal there, too. And Coco doing a number called The Man Next Door. Next here on KRVS, we're going to venture back to 1963. Listen to the late Sonny Boy Williamson II, along with Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar. Sonny Boy, of course, on blues harp and vocals. Here he is recorded in Europe doing a number called Slowly Walk Close to Me.
When I talk, oh baby, you walk when I walk and talk when I talk. That's all I want you to do, then I can make marble and chalk. I've been from Golden Gates of California, Rock of Shores of Maine, seen some everybody, had myself some everything. Can't you understand, baby? You ain't but a child, but I'm a man. Your love and your presentation makes me feel like I'm everything. Love and presentation makes me feel so great. Your love, presentation, darling, your company make me feel so great. I just don't want you think I get you Miss Lee. All right, MT. You to pull off your shoes, darling. Come on, tipping up to me early in the morning. Get your shoes off, baby. Slowly walk close to me. Make me feel like I used to be.
Easy there, Sonny Boy. Sonny Boy Williamson on blues, harp, and vocals. Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar, recorded in Copenhagen back in 1963. The two were on tour of Europe. Actually, they'd gone over there for the American Folk Blues Festivals held in Germany at the time. And a number of really, really great films came out of some of those sessions. Films of Sonny Boy playing, also Howling Wolf, Lightning Hopkins, great number of wonderful, wonderful blues artists recorded while performing for those American folk blues concerts back then. And it also gave people like Sonny Boy a chance to travel around and see Europe. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio, thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS. It's currently 11 a.m.
This program is